Lane Kiffin has a surprising compliment about Auburn. Welcome in to the Friday Eve edition, the Thursday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. SEC Media Days, last day, I believe, of SEC Media Days is today. And we get, you know, I think Texas is there today. Arkansas is there today. I can't remember who else is there today besides those. But the most important one that everyone has been waiting on is LSU and Lane Kiffin. And I'm not sure what players he brought with him, but that didn't really matter because everyone was like, we want to talk to Lane. If you saw some of the pictures on social media, some of the videos, the place where they do like the, you know, where the podium interviews are, like the main, I guess, ballroom, if you will, where it's being held in Tampa, was absolutely packed out, like standing room only. It was like you would have thought the President of the United States was in the building. But which I, with knowing Lane Kiffin, he probably feels like he is, because that's just the type of person he is. But he had a very surprising thing to say about Auburn. And normally we're used to the trolling end of Lane Kiffin, because like we think he's going to say something, and then he just completely rips that paper apart. He's like, oh, just kidding. But this is per AL.com, the Auburn AL.com page. Do we have that clip by chance?
I don't have the clip, but I can quote it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hit us with it.
Yeah. So basically, a reporter asks kind of about what he thinks about the, you know, rekindling of the Auburn LSU rivalry this year. Obviously, we hadn't seen it in the last 2 years because of all scheduling changeups and stuff like that, and getting rid of the conferences within the divisions inside the conference. And Kiffin basically goes on to say that he really, you know, likes what's going on here at Auburn. He likes, you know, he said there's a new energy. Quote: he says there's a new energy around this place because of the coaching staff that got brought in and the offensive schemes that got brought in, he really likes. And then he goes on to say, and this is like the meat and potatoes of the quote, he goes on to say that, you know, it's always one of the hardest places to play. And he says that playing Auburn, it's a magical place where magical things happen. That literally came out of his mouth. And so Auburn fans are like,
What?
What do you mean Lane's giving us a compliment right now? Which it's surprising. Lane has always been one and to troll Auburn, kind of, you know, give Auburn a backhand comment and stuff like that. And so it's interesting to hear that. And maybe that's because, you know, we are playing him this year. Obviously, we didn't play him last year. I think we played him Hughes first year, and then we haven't played him since. We lost. Surprise. No surprise there. But, yeah, really interesting comment from Lane that, you know, he's positive about Auburn right now, and I'm sure he's excited for that game against us in Jordan-Hare Stadium, and he better come ready because, like we said, now it is an 11 a.m. kickoff. What the heck of that? But at the end of the day, yeah, I'm excited for that game and to see what Gulish can do against Kiffin.
Yeah, and the fact it's an 11 a.m. kickoff game is just so annoying, because that game to me needs to be a night game, personally. Oh, just because that game, it, like, Auburn already, weird things happen in 11 a.m. kickoffs for Auburn games. I don't know if y'all have ever experienced that, but that on top of an LSU Auburn game, which is already weird enough as it is just, who knows what could happen. So that's much CTV right there.
What's gonna be crazy if Auburn happens to start off pretty well, and, you know, they have like a 5-0 start, by the time they get to that game, I think we play, you know, like Georgia and Ole Miss before that. Let me double check that though. But imagine we get to that point in the game. Let's see. Yeah, we play Georgia. Georgia, then, okay, so it'll be the week after. So we play Tennessee and Georgia. So imagine we start 5-1, right? So we have that 5-0 start that we talk about. We lose to Georgia, and then we go to play LSU home. Auburn's going to be ranked at that point. If that happens. Auburn will be ranked at that point. Like, there's no question about that. Then you look at, you know, ESPN schedules, and they're like, yikes. We're expecting that out of Auburn. And now this is a ranked matchup. And this is an 11 a.m. kickoff. We messed up. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Obviously, I get Auburn's been struggling the last few years, and so that's kind of why we got some of the early games, because you got to be good to have those night games because that's prime time. So, but it'll be really interesting to see if Auburn can get it done early in the season and put some pressure or make the schedules look like a fool for putting us at 11 a.m. kick.
Yeah, and no, I agree with you. Like, I think, you know, if we can get to that 5-1 and it's a ranked matchup, they're going to be like, oh, God. But we talked about it several weeks ago whenever everyone was throwing an absolute fit that we were getting like a whole month of 11 a.m. kicks. And I'm not shocked by that because we haven't been good. We haven't, we haven't deserved to get primetime slots. I'm sorry, we haven't. We have sucked, miserably sucked. And it's been just, you know, year in and year out of, you know, these primetime games, if you will, for Auburn on ESPN, and we absolutely screw the pooch, if you will. And they're like, we don't want to carry that. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. So we have to prove everyone wrong and win some games. That is the next step. We have said this several times. Golish has been recruiting well. He's done well with the media. Next step, win some freaking games. That's all we want. That is all we want, and I think it will happen. Because I'm telling you, with all the hype that has been around Auburn and what, you know, Lane is, you know, with his comment saying it's still one of the hardest places to play. Yes, it, you know, last season you would think, you don't know. You know what I mean? Because of everything going on. But I will say we still have a big advantage in terms of home field advantage, with especially in night games. That Florida Southern Miss, you know, back-to-back week, or Southern Miss Florida, if you're going in order of games, should, you know, be very interesting for sure. Yeah. I like us in the Florida game with it being at night. That's just me. But they were talking about it yesterday too. And, you know, talk about this briefly. And I texted you because you were like, I wish everyone would just pump the brakes a little bit. Jordan Rogers on, I think it was the SEC Network yesterday, was saying that he is, after talking to Byron Brown and Golish and, you know, some of the other players that were there, he was like, I'm kind of, you know, booing with Auburn right now. Like, I think they can win 8 or 9 games, because you got to think, like, the culture that they're bringing from USF is still intact because most of everyone went, you know, with Golish from USF, you know, or transferred, if you will. We still have our defense that was still top 3 in the country at one point, according to ESPN, throughout the season. That say what you want. Everyone's like, oh, no, you're wrong about that. I'm not wrong. Literally, they showed a graphic during the season at one point showing that we were literally in the top 3 with Ohio State and Indiana. That's ESPN. That's not me. I'm just quoting what I see. But I think it's really cool that people are starting to notice that. Because we've talked about it, C5's talked about it, Zach's talked about it, Daryl's talked about it. Like, the chemistry is there. It just needs to translate to wins on the field, and I think it will. I really do. I'm very confident in Golish.
Kind of like you said, like, you know, if Golish is bringing his guys over, he brought the most important guys over. Like, he brought the guys that you need to bring over to make a flawless transition into a new system. For example, bringing your quarterback, and then really importantly, bringing your center. That's massive. And then bringing your receivers for the offense, those are the three things, and a tight end as well. But look, those are the three things that you need to bring to be successful, because you already have that relationship with your quarterback and your center. That and so your quarterback can talk to your center can get the rest of the O-line right. So that's always you need that relationship. And then just having the guys to catch the ball, your receivers out wide. I mean, that's super important to have a good relationship with your quarterback there, because like we said in this show many times before, Byron knows those guys. And those guys know Byron. He knows how they like the ball. He knows, you know, their tendencies. If like they run routes maybe a little, you know, longer or shorter than they're supposed to, he knows all that information about them already. So that makes that, and that's why so many people are actually pretty high on Auburn, is because it's such a, you know, flawless. It has the ability to be such a flawless transition because so many guys are already familiar with this. Because that's one thing about a new coach typically, is that is to come in and install this all this new stuff with all these new players, but he doesn't really have that issue. Auburn. And then on the backside of that is DJ Durkin's returning, bringing a lot of his guys back, because Champ Anthony even said in his interviews that DJ Durkin's still here, so we're still here. And that's, you know, a testament to DJ Durkin. Yeah. So, like, and also a testament to Golis being able to keep Durkin after Durkin technically lost the head coaching job after being the interim. And so having a defense that's already, you know, been here, knows what they're doing under Durkin, and then having an offense, a lot of the main offensive guys come over from USF, who already know the Golish system, already know Golish, already know each other, really does give Auburn an opportunity to be better than what people might think, or better what, you know, the prediction says. Obviously, I think our prediction right now is 6.5 wins. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see if Auburn can get that done. If we get, I really think our defense is going to be fine. If we can just put some offense together each week, watch out.
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, again, Lane Kiffin saying what he's saying. I saw this on X the other day. I can't remember who it was that had posted it, but basically, like, quoting the if anyone has seen Air, the movie Air, about how Nike signed Michael Jordan, you know, it's Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, all that. There's a quote in the movie where they're walking into the Nike headquarters before the meeting, and it's like, he doesn't want to be here, but you have our attention, type of thing. And all the coaches that have, you know, kind of been like, you know, Auburn, yeah, we're not really worried about Auburn. They're like, yeah, it's still a hard place to play. And now, you know, with Gullis there, it's like, okay, yeah, you have our attention. Like, we're not going to think it's going to be a cakewalk. So we're prepared. And that's what, you know, Kiffin alone saying that it's still a hard place to play is, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And so I have the actual quote right here. I want to make sure I get it right. So this is what Kiffin said word for word. He said, I think they're going to be a really improved program, and that's a really hard place to play always. Kind of a magical stadium that magical things happen in. So that's the direct quote from Kiffin about Jordan Hare.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm hoping that we can back up what we've been doing. And two, I wanted to, you know, note this as well. One of the reasons why people are still high on Auburn is the whole, you know, with our recruiting, obviously, like, if you would have told us that Gullis was going to be having a near top 10, if not already top 10 recruiting class of 2027, you have the people that haven't even put on a jersey yet already, you know, helping spread the culture to recruits that either are about to sign or already have signed to the team. That's massive. That is massive. We haven't had that in forever. I love that. I'm all for it. And if you're an Auburn fan, you should be too. But you know what else you should be for if you're an Auburn fan? AUShirts.com. That's what. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You got the Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, if you know, you know. The Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We also have some other options on the website as well, including some mugs. We are adding new styles weekly. Again, if you get a shirt from AUShirts.com and you are watching the game in Atlanta, watching from home, or at a home game or an away game, and you're repping your gear from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above, and let us know you're sporting your gear from AUShirts.com, and we will shout you out on the show. I'm not bluffing when I say that. We want to see some submissions once football season starts, and we are excited for football season, and I know you are too. So get excited with us. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
You're also going to buyauburn.com while you're at it and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. Like I said before, if you are an Auburn business owner or just a business owner anywhere that's an Auburn fan, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to get your business on a massive index so that Auburn fans can support your business whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game, then go to buyauburn.com today to check out the index to see if there's anything nearby that you can go support while you're in the Atlanta area. So like I said, it's a great way to support the family, great way to support the fan base, and great way just to support each other. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Please, please do. That is it's a cool concept, and it's growing every day. Be sure to check out the Buy Auburn podcast that C5 does with some people that are involved with that. So if you know anyone that has any Auburn ties and owns a local business, tell them about buyauburn.com because it is growing by the literal handfuls every single day. So please tell them about buyauburn.com. Graham, back into the show. Auburn basketball put out some clips from practice yesterday afternoon, mm-hmm. around lunch, something like that. We're looking good. We're looking really good. I like what I see. Narcisse is looking great. I'm excited. I don't know if you saw the clip of, it looked like it was either Tahad or Overton. I can't remember. It was one of our guards. Went up for just an easy layup. Mm-hmm.
It was Overton.
He basically blew through two opponents or defenders and opponents. They're all teammates. It's still practice. Blew through two defenders to get to the rim. And out of nowhere, Narcisse just goes and just blocks it. And
stuffs it off the backboard.
Dude, and this is why I'm excited about him. he's not your typical 7-footer that looks like Slender Man, where like he's going to be the person you see when you wake up in your nightmares and be like, oh God. He is like, he's not only 7 foot everything. He's 280 pounds and looks like it. That's what it's like. Holy crap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, I can't remember who it was talking about how like that's a rare sight, but I mean, it is a rare sight to see. Like, you normally, you either get one or the other in a big man. You're either very big, you know, for, you know, muscular size, or you're very big, tall, and, you know, in height. We get the best of both worlds here. I'm not mad at it. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I absolutely love it. Like, we've, you know, stressed this so much this last season, how much we desperately needed a true big man, and we finally got a true big man who, you know, is known to be a, you know, rim protector. Absolutely. I mean, he some of his best, you know, abilities are playing defense in the paint. And so having that, you know, with some of the other pieces that we have, I think we have a chance to be really, really good. I mean, like we said before, it's massive keeping Overton. I really think if Tahad can figure it out, and I think with this team and with this setup, I think he can.
Yeah.
Man, I really think Stephen Pearl has got a good chance of having a really good team this next year. And honestly, you know, basketball season's gonna be here before we know it. They start late October typically.
Yeah. I mean, we got, you know, the Boutwell game in Birmingham, which I, you know, I was thinking about going. Now that I've seen what I've seen, I really want to see it in person before we get in the meat and potatoes of the SEC play and the out-of-conference games and the Vegas tournament and everything. So, or Players Era, whatever it's called. I think it's called the Players Era. But, man, I'm a big fan of guards just because my favorite player ever is Steph Curry, right? And you know, it's fun to see people being able to like get around, you know, the court, you know, with ease, but having a big man that can not only defend like Narcisse can, he can score too. Now, he's not known for scoring, but when you need him to, he can. That's what's so crazy. So I'm not trying to gas up anybody, but I will say seeing a big man that can do what he can do is very refreshing. Compared to last season where it's like, who we got playing at center? How about Filip Jovic? It's like the Cookie Monster? Like, no. Like, oh man, you know what I mean? And then it's just, man, I'm happy that Steven was able
to. Or Sebastian Williams Adams playing center when he's not a center.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, it's just, man, and Keyshawn Murphy, and it's just yikes. I even though we won the NIT, I just want to forget that year.
It sucks having a Mecca Aporum.
Or not necessarily hurt.
I don't know. We never really found out what happened, but something happened where he couldn't play basketball anymore for the year, and so that just, you know, hurt us even more.
Yeah. So, but I'm excited for basketball season. It's like Graham said, it's right around the corner. But football, you know, will be here literally. I think. I saw a promo for the Affleck kickoff game. It was Baylor's head coach and Alex Golish posed next to like the trophy of the game, you know, and it literally 4 weeks away, which is crazy to think about. I mean, that is insane. So, yeah, be sure to, you know, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss anything from us, because we're getting in hard and heavy in football season. We're ready for it. I know y'all are too. So be sure to hit that like button, subscribe, follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. And yeah, other than that, Graham, you got anything going on outside of
Nope. I should be back at my setup tomorrow. Home from the beach/Mobile. Moving in my sister for grad school. So yeah, nice. I'm excited to be back home.
Nice. Yeah, I'm seeing the Odyssey again. About the time this is airing, we'll probably be almost done with it. I'm seeing it at 5:30 today in 70 millimeter. Never seen a Christopher Nolan movie in 70 millimeter IMAX. So I'm excited. For those that don't know, 70 millimeter is like the film strip. So instead of it being like a digital format, it's like a straight up, like it is like, you know, going through the film reel. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. I loved it the first time. I'm sure I'll love it the second time because it's Christopher Nolan. I mean, can't beat Christopher Nolan. It just can't. He is the maestro of filmmaking in my eye. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything to add for as far as cool? Well, everyone, be sure to again like and subscribe, turn on notifications, don't miss anything from us. Media Days ends today. So I'm sure we'll do a little recap or something tomorrow. We'll have something special planned for y'all for the Friday edition of the Barnes Social Hour. But as always, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And you have been watching or listening to the Barnes Social Hour. We will see you tomorrow. As always, War Damn.
See ya.